how did day one of training camp go for you?
It was pretty good. It was pretty good. You know, a lot of guys out there competing and everything. We don't have the pads on yet, so we're not in full swing. But, you know, it was, things were moving pretty well.
How does your mindset change knowing that you are the starting quarterback for day one?
Nothing's really changed. You know, when they put me in for the reps I'm in for, I'll go out there, do my best, and do whatever the coaches ask. But, you know, mindset's basically the same.
Is Tom giving you any more advice than usual knowing that you're starting?
Not much has changed. You know, we just go about our business. The coaches coach us, and we just go out there and play.
What are you hoping to get from Tom before you're no longer able to practice with him?
Say it again?
What are you hoping to get from Tom before you're no longer able to practice with him?
You know, I'm just trying to go out there and then get my game right. You know, get the offense ready as much as we can. You know, we got a lot of long way to go, really. You know, training camp's a grind, but, you know, we got to get through it.
Jimmy, yesterday Matthew Slater said you've been preparing for this opportunity since the day you came into the league. So how excited, how ready are you?
Very excited. Yeah, he's right. You know, that's why we play the game. You play to get out there and get your opportunity. And, you know, when it comes, you got to be ready for it.
I know it's coach's call, but do you think it's better if at preseason game one you're the starter, or does Tom deserve to be the starter?
Can't worry about that. Not my call anyway, so.
Will you be sharper if you're playing with the ones?
I'll do my best either way.
Building the chemistry with those guys, but what's it like getting to throw to these receivers and tight ends like that?
It's awesome. It makes my job a whole lot easier, that's for sure. Some big body guys out there. You know, Martellus had a nice catch today. Gronk had a couple nice ones. So, you know, when you have guys like that, it always makes throwing it a lot easier.
Jimmy, it's a pretty unique situation, kind of four games. You know it's a finite window. How much of an opportunity is this for you for the job ultimately that you want down the road?
Yeah, it's a great opportunity, just like you said. You got to go out there, take advantage of it. You know, you don't get many opportunities in this league, and you might only get one. So, you know, you got to make the best of it.
Does it make you more nervous or calm or excited to know that you'll be doing it?
Excited, man. I'm excited for week one.
Josh said yesterday that he's going to take advantage of some of your strengths. I mean, do you expect some looks where you can move around a little bit more and be athletic?
You know, we really haven't gotten into that. It's first day out here, so, you know, we're just implementing the offense as we usually do. And whatever they ask me to do, you know, I'll do it to the best of my ability.
How much more comfortable are you here now in your third training camp?
I mean, compared to, like, last year and rookie year? Compared to rookie year, it's not even close. But that just comes with experience, though. I mean, 3 years in the same offense, same team, same organization. You just get used to things and things come more naturally to you, I guess.
Did last camp help you knowing that, you know, in the last year you're kind of in limbo, you might start, you might not start the first four games? Did that help you with this process of now being the starter?
Yeah, I mean, like I said before, my mindset really hasn't changed at all. You know, even rookie year compared to this year, my mindset's still the same. You know, I'm trying to get out there, you know, take advantage of my opportunities, and when I'm in there, play to the best of my ability.
You get the sense the guys are pretty confident in you and that you're ready for this?
Yeah, you know, it's the first day of training camp, so we got a long way to go still, but, you know, we're just building and grinding it out.
Did you hear the fans today? Were they a little extra for you? Did you notice?
I love coming out here to these fans, man. It makes practice so much better. You know, it's just exciting, makes everyone compete harder, and it makes for a fun atmosphere.
Do you think they'll finally learn how to spell and say your name?
It's a tough one, so we'll see.
Jimmy, last year there wasn't so much clarity at this point, but you did. It was a valuable experience because you were kind of preparing for this. Mm-hmm. But do you look at it that you could take things away from that since you were kind of preparing to be in this situation before?
You know, it's tough to say. You know, like I said, rookie year, I had the same mindset, so... I mean, however you want to look at it, you know, I've been preparing to be the starter since the first day I walked in here, and that's just the mindset. I mean, every competitor has that mindset, so, you know, it's a good thing to have.
Is the feeling the exact same for you, though? I know that you've said before that you've always prepared like you're going to be the starter, but does that be a little bit extra, I don't know, goosebumps or nerves knowing, you know, you're going to be out there week one, for sure?
Yeah, it's exciting, that's for sure. But, you know, I mean, training camps, it's a long process, so week one, we got a long way to go. We got 4 preseason games and everything until we get there. So, you know, we'll take it one step at a time.
Are you putting any more pressure on yourself to get up to speed as quickly as possible with some of these new faces and veteran guys that come on the team?
You know, OTA's really helped with that. You know, getting the new guys in here, getting them used to the offense, learning them learning you, and vice versa. So, you know, it's a process. So, you know, we're just taking it one day at a time.
Taking snaps with the ones, the first unit, is that the biggest change and the biggest difference for you?
It's tough to say out here. You know, we don't really have ones, the twos, threes. You know, we all rotate in and out, first group, second group. I mean, everyone's rotating. So it's, you know, it's really good, though, because, I mean, throughout the season, there's going to be injuries. People are, you know, things are going to happen. So you got to be able to play with whoever's in there with you.
Whether today or previously, what's the best advice Thomas you ever given you?
That's a tough one. I don't know. I'll have to get back to you on that.
What sticks with you when you think, you know, something that Tom said that made sense, that makes a difference, experience?
I don't know. I can't really think of one right now, so I'll get back to you, though.
Jimmy, your final question, guys. Your college coach said that you had the release of a Dan Marino.
Coach Babers?
I heard to say that, yeah.
Is there a question? Oh,
no,
sorry.
What were your
thoughts? Yeah, he's always said that since I first met him, and, you know, it's something I take pride in. Going back to working with my coach, Jeff Christensen, you know, he really critiqued my release and fine-tuned it. So, you know, I owe that to him.
Jimmy, on that front,
thank you, guys.
All right, thanks, guys.